Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
It's tough because you have to respond because you know it. So some things are withheld from us until the time we can handle it. It's just like certain things we don't tell our kids all the time when they're growing up. They're just not at the age of maturity where they can handle it. And that's the way God teaches us as well. I remember reading the Bible very early on, and I couldn't understand it. But as I got mature, God opened my eyes and explained things to me, and I was able to receive it. It's just like you don't want to tell a kid, hey, you're going to die. But you know they're going to die, but as they get older, they'll understand that anything living is going to die. But the good news is, you can tell them about Jesus Christ, and then they'll have eternal life. So that's what I mean by knowing the truth, and then that truth will make you free. Now, here's a couple of things I don't know. I don't know how much we've been deceived. I'm pretty sure it's deep. I'm telling you some things I've learned from when I was a kid to now that the government and the world has told us was not true. I mean, huge things. But I don't know how much we've been deceived. But here's what I do know. I trust Him. I trust the Lord Jesus Christ and not man. I don't know when this virus will end. But what I do know is that Jesus promises to deliver us and be with us in all things He goes through with us. I don't know when Jesus Christ will return, but one thing I do know, He said He is coming back as His promise. Now I'll end with this. You can't handle the truth. The truth handles you. And that truth is in the person of Jesus Christ. If you're handling the truth, you can't handle it. But Jesus Christ handles you in His Word. When we receive Jesus Christ into our heart, He is in control. The world, unfortunately, is trying to handle the truth. And they're trying to put Jesus here. They're trying to put Jesus there. They haven't submitted unto the truth. That's why they cannot handle it. If the truth doesn't handle you, you haven't been touched by His Spirit. So the truth needs to handle you. You can't handle the truth. Let's pray. Father, it's once again that we come. And Lord, we just thank You for this brief message that You've given us. Oh, Father, You told us so many things about deception and truth and where that deception came from. But glory be to God, Lord, that You told us that You have made us free. And who the Son has set free, He's free indeed. And to be free is very simple. We must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that He died on that cross and on the third day He rose from the grave. We simply have to believe it and then we will receive it. So if you haven't received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you simply say a prayer such as this, Father, I'm sorry for my sins and I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and on the third day rose from the grave. I ask Him to come into my heart and accept me now. If you pray that prayer based on God's Word, you'll be saved. So Father, we just thank You for the message today. It was short, but Lord God, so powerful about the truth and that we can't handle the truth. The truth handles us. So Lord God, be with us as we go out the day and let us shine forth as lights into a lost and dying world. We ask all these things in Your Son Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.